Hey, hey, welcome to the Bodies Built Better podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Tan, and this is the last episode for 2023. It has been such an incredible year. Of course, there have been many highs and many lows and many in-betweens, but what I wanted to do is really look back over the year and take stock of what has happened. Because I don't know about you, but when I look back over the year, I can have a different memory of what actually happened. And I think that's a lot to do with, you know, where we currently are in our state, in our feelings, in how we feel and how we've seen the year, but also in our perception of how things have gone. And sometimes I believe it's really important to take a step back and sit down and actually dedicate some time to reviewing and reflecting over the year. Because, you know, when you open up your diary and go through everything that you've done over the year, through the months, what you've achieved, and also the challenging times, I'm not going to say there's none of that, but when you're able to look back through those times with this objective lens of what happened, what didn't happen, and why, it kind of changes your perspective a little of how things have panned out for you. Because I certainly know for me, I can have these ideas in my head about a certain situation, a certain event or an experience. And when I actually go through or go back over that memory, whether it's through my journaling, whether it's through my diary, what I've written about it, whether it's through feedback that I've gotten from it, when I collect all of this data and actually sit with it, it turns out it's not actually the same as what I perceived it to have been. So that's why I think it's so important to reflect over everything that you've done in the year so that you can really get a better perspective, a more objective perspective, a more truer perspective of what has happened and how the year has gone for you. And I have done a lot of searching on the internet for the best questions to ask yourself and to kind of journal over in order to get the best overall holistic 360 degree approach and view of your year. I've sat down with the questions, I deep dived, and it was such a therapeutic process, actually. And I wanted to share that with you. So for today, I'm going to take you through the questions that have really helped me look over my year and discover what really went well, how much I've grown, and actually what I want to leave behind in 2023 and how I want to start 2024 and make 2024 as productive, as enjoyable and exciting and full of all the beautiful things that I hope it to be. So in order to do that, we need to look back at 2023, which I want to do with you now, and then look forward to 2024. So if you're someone like me who needs something to write in, I have actually designed the questions on a PDF for you, which I'll link in the show notes for you to download. You can write on the paper or you can use them as a reference guide to journal in your own journal book, notepad, post-it notes, whatever you need. And that way you have it there to work with. So it's there for you in the show notes if you need to. If not, and you're someone who just likes to really ruminate on the questions as we go ahead, then this is the perfect time for you. So let's dive deep into the questions that helped me review my 2023. So the first question that I loved diving deep into was, 2023 was the year that I... So for me, 2023 was the year that I quit my career. I mean, that is the big standout, obviously. And when I look back over that, I'm so proud of the fact that I actually made that decision, because it was really hard. And it, you know, when you work so hard, I mean, 17 years, right? When you work so hard at something and you get really good at it, it's almost like, and I know it's not the case, but it almost feels like a waste of my knowledge, of everything that I've learnt over the years, of, I don't know, it's just this stuff that I tell myself, which isn't true whatsoever, because everything we do is never a waste. We are always learning. We are always applying those skills and knowledge to our current circumstances and to help others and to share that with everyone else. And it moves forward with us. It moves with us into the next phase and the next chapter of our lives, of our careers. And so that for me, answering that question was a really nice way to come back to the fact that, you know, I can be so proud of the fact that I've spent so much time, energy, and dedication in perfecting my craft, in perfecting what I do, in making or providing a space for people to feel safe, to be able to talk and share with me their dreams, their fears, and you know, all the things that they're hoping to achieve in their life as well. So it's been such a beautiful way for me to look back over that and start to change that thought process for me. The next question is, I accomplished. And so this was really fun for me to go through, and I hope it is for you as well, because you just get to go back, you know, to January of 2023, open up your diary and look through all of the things that you've either done, that you've gone through, that you've had to work towards. And it really does show you how much not only you've done throughout the year, but as you come to the end, how much you've grown as a person and how you then take on other things or other projects. It's such a cool way to see all of the things that you've physically done, but also, you know, when once we get through all of this, you'll see how much you've spiritually, mentally, emotionally grown as well. So when I went through this, I was kind of surprised at how much I had accomplished, because, you know, I think when we think about accomplishments, it's either, you know, some big career move or, you know, a big project. But when you look back over your life, you know, the year, the moments that really count are the ones that really do provide a spark of joy, a spark of that self-accomplishment. And sometimes it's not about a, you know, big move in your career. Sometimes it's as little as, not as little, sometimes it is helping someone get through something, or, you know, doing something out of your comfort zone, which may, you may think it could be something small, but really when you're stepping out of your comfort zone anytime, these are huge things. So write down all the accomplishments and really quieten that voice that says that's not big enough, if that's you. So write down everything. And to give you an idea, like for me, in the past, I've thought these sorts of things aren't very big, or not that, you know, big of a deal to call an accomplishment. Traveling overseas and taking the tube, taking a train, and being able to navigate that, being able to navigate, you know, city to city, and, you know, organizing things on the spot, like these sorts of things are such a big accomplishment for me. You know, that sort of thing I was really afraid to do in the past, you know, whether to get it wrong, whether to get lost, whether it's just, it was a scary thing for me. But being able to look back over the year and go, I did that, and I did that really well. And it gave me such a sense of power, like that empowerment to, you know, be able to know that I can rely on myself and I can trust myself and that I can do these things. And even if I do get on the wrong train, you just get back on the other one and go back the way you came and you start again. So it's this whole idea of just writing down everything and being aware of what you've done, how far you've come, and how much you've stepped out of your comfort zone as well. So write down everything you've accomplished, whether your mind tells you it's small or whether it tells you it's a big thing, write them all down. Okay. The next one is my top three memories are. This was really fun because I think when you really look back on the year and, you know, think of your top three memories, you go, actually, there were so many more. And this is the beautiful thing about, you know, being able to go back through the year and realize that there were some really incredible experiences that were had and how much you got from them. And then from that, who were the top people who were most influential on the year as well? So for me, you know, number one is always my husband, Adam. He's just so supportive in every way. And without him, I really wouldn't be able to enjoy these moments that I do have when I, you know, achieve something or I'm starting something new or I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm really able to share these moments with him. He is my number one cheerleader. And then, of course, you know, thinking about this, you really do realize the people who are your cheerleaders, who are in your corner, who do believe in you, who are there, you know, cheering you on in the most important moments. So making sure that you are not just aware of them, but it is a great way to acknowledge who the people who are really right behind you are and how they have supported you and can influence and help you throughout 2024 as well. Now, I love this question. What made me feel most passionate in 2023? And I love this question because it gives you a chance to realize what were the things that really lit you up in 2023 and how can you do more of that in 2024? When I look back on my 2023 and really think about the things that got me really passionate, that really fired me up, I realize that those are the things that I need to do more of. And if they're not things that I can do every day, well, it's something that I need to make sure that I include in my routine, whether it is in the week or in the month, because they truly set my soul on fire. And that's how I want to live. I want to make sure that I am showing up in every situation where I can be really excited, be really joyful, obviously very challenged as well, because I love a challenge and I love, you know, trying to come up with solutions. But knowing what makes me really passionate and fires me up gives me a good opportunity to bring that forward in 2024 in a way that's going to be most beneficial and serve me in a way that is genuine and authentic and, you know, fit into my life, fit into my routine, fit into, you know, my space. So this one was a really great question to answer because it does bring you back to all of those moments of joy, all of those moments of passion, and what those key elements were to produce that. So that's a really fun one to go through. The next one is what made me feel at peace. Now, I don't think I've ever looked at my year and asked myself this question. But when you have a year that is just so full on, there's just so much happening, it's so important to look back and go, what actually did give me peace? When did I feel at peace? Where did I feel at peace? Who was with me? This is all really crucial in order to find what can bring you back to you, what can ground you, what can bring you that peace in order for you to know that that's what you need when you're feeling, whether it is frustrated, annoyed, fearful, and scared, or uncertain. Coming back to what brings you peace is a beautiful way to calm the system and get some clarity so that you can move forward. This is an interesting one. What made you feel most accomplished? Now, you might go, we've already answered this, but you know, what did you accomplish and what made you feel accomplished are very different. what made me feel most accomplished was going, you know, to a foreign country and navigating our way through that, you know, those beautiful places. And then the next question is, what made me feel most alive? Now, the great thing about this is you might start to think, well, these questions are really similar. And whilst they're similar, you may get different answers from them. And the beautiful thing about that is you're going to start to see some patterns. So just keep going with it, because this is going to tell you so much more about yourself and how to potentially set up 2024 so that you can experience the best, so that you can be, you know, your most joyful and most accomplished in 2024. So stick with me. The next question is, what drained me the most? Which can be a tough question to look into. Sometimes we don't even want to think back on the year and think about those times. I know for me, I'm someone who's really good at just blocking out the past if it wasn't a very enjoyable memory or if it was difficult in any sort of way. I just want to block that out and move forward. But what's really important is firstly acknowledging those things did happen, and then how did you move through them? And then how can it be avoided in the future? But if it can't be avoided, you know, you do have a plan for it. So knowing what drained you so that you can try and avoid it for the future is really important and really smart. The next one is, what limiting beliefs came up the most in 2023? So for me, this is easy. I don't know why I have this limiting belief, but it's that I'm not enough and nothing I do is enough. So that's something I'm working on very much, moving through all the projects that I have and just trying to continue to show up as me, I think is the way to keep pushing past that. And even if it is a thought or limiting belief that is with me, I think there are ways that, you know, I can, in my actions, show up every day, show up in the things that I'm doing, in the projects that I'm producing, that really do squash that limiting belief. So understanding what your limiting beliefs are is a great way to firstly get to know yourself, secondly get to explore that limiting belief, why it's there, is there any truth to it, where did it come from, where did it start, and you know, how to move through that in 2024. So even if it does come up for you, how can you continue to move through that and past that? Next question is, my greatest lesson in 2023 was... And I think sometimes when we hear questions like this, we kind of think that there has to be some sort of huge situation or experience, something that we have to go through or some huge epiphany that we have to have had to answer this. But, you know, sometimes for me, the greatest lesson was that, you know, and it's part of that limiting belief as well, right? Like, I don't have to know everything. That's been the greatest lesson for this year, because that in itself has stopped me from starting. And when you just push through that belief and just start, the momentum of starting and creating and delivering, it teaches you so much more than obviously if you are not to start at all, because you had this belief system. So my greatest lesson was realizing that I don't need to know everything. I don't need to do all of the courses under the sun. I don't need to hear and listen to all of the podcasts. I don't need to read all of the books. I just need to start. And whatever happens along the way, those will be my learnings. So that's been my greatest lesson. How did I evolve? Now, this is a tough one because, you know, how do you measure your own evolution? And for me, whilst I can't answer that with you know, certain events or certain kind of hard evidence. What I do know for me is that I'm always evolving. And that's actually what is really important to me, is the fact that I will always evolve. I will always get better. I will always learn more. I will always be evolving. So for me in this moment, I know I'm not that same person at the beginning of 2023. And that is because of all the experiences that I've had. Because if I go back through, you know, all the questions that we've just been through, I can look at all of my accomplishments, and through those accomplishments, through all of those different experiences, I've gained something from each of them. And even if I can't think about it right here on the spot or in that moment, what I know is that if there's a moment that comes up for me that requires me to draw from those experiences, I will be able to do that because it's in me. I've experienced it. It's done. It's within my, you know, my makeup now. So I can draw from it when I need to. So that's been really a beautiful insight or epiphany for me to realize through my evolution that is what happens, and that is what I can count on every time. And I know that I'm constantly evolving. Now, this I reckon is a really important question to ask as often as possible. So what do I need to change about my environment to get me to who I want to be or where I want to be? And the reason I love this question is because we can have these dreams and desires to be a certain person, to grow a certain way, to achieve certain goals. But if our environment is not set up in order to help us achieve those goals and achieve those certain aspects of our life that we're hoping to change, then it really either will inhibit those changes or it will slow them down. So for me, in terms of my environment, I work really well when things are free of clutter, and that's not very often. So just looking at my space, you know, one of the things that I want to be doing in 2024 is doing a full house declutter, which I'm looking forward to so much. And that involves not just a declutter of my physical space, but also of my digital space. So it includes my computer, the desktop, all the downloads, making sure it's free of all of the stuff that's, you know, part in the past that I don't need now. So that declutter for me is something huge that helps me set my environment up in a way that's going to set me up for success. The other things are like, you know, when I do wake up in the morning, having my glass of water on the bedside table. So that's the first thing that I do when I wake up. The second thing is having my clothes in the bathroom so I can jump into the shower, get into my clothes and get ready to either get to work straight away or more often than not train, because I love my training and I need to get outside and get some sunlight before I start anything. So generally, if I've got that all ready to go, I'm set up and it's going to set me up for a really beautiful start to the morning. So thinking about your environment, what needs to change, what needs to be added to your environment, what needs to be taken out of your environment to set yourself up to who you want to be and where you want to be going. The next question is, what about 2023 are you bringing into 2024? So throughout this year, there are certain things that I've realized really work well for me and things that really don't. So for me, it's a matter of making sure that I cull all the things that aren't working and bring all the healthy options, all the healthy routines and habits into 2024. And, you know, those are things like that gym routine, the cold dips, whether it is in the ocean or whether they're cold showers, changing my diet, which has been a big thing for me, and I won't talk about it on this episode, but I've made some huge changes that have really completely changed my energy levels and it's kind of been quite shocking for me. So what are the things that have really worked for you in 2023 that you're bringing into 2024? Now, what would a year in review be without a gratitude list? So what am I most grateful for? And for me, it's really simple. My health, my family, and the people that I love. That is what makes my life. And if I didn't have any of that, if I didn't have good health, if I didn't have the beautiful people that I love in my life, it wouldn't be much of a life. So I'm so grateful to those beautiful people, everyone that I love, and my health, because without health, what do we have? So this is another question that I really like. What habit or routine will have the biggest impact on me in 2024? And the reason I love this question is because it does really break down everything. It makes you think of who you want to be, what you want to achieve, and what is the thing that is going to help you achieve that. And it's easy to go, well, that's just like setting a goal and making it happen. And I think, yeah, you're right, it is. But also, it's getting down to the nitty gritty. It's getting down to the things that we either don't think about, that we leave behind, or that we disregard as being really important. So when we're able to think about, you know, those smaller habits, those smaller routines that will have major impact, you know, it could be anything. Because if you think about habits and routines, the thing about them is that whilst they may not make a difference to your life, to your health, to your well-being in the short term, the beauty is that when you think about doing them consistently in the long term, they have huge benefits. They have a huge effect on your life. And that is the beauty of the habits and the routines that you adopt in your life that will have the greatest impact in your life. So thinking about what will that be for you in 2024 is such an important one to think about. This is a fun one. How or what can you do to step out of your comfort zone in 2024? There are so many things I did in 2023 that stepped me out of my comfort zone. They're actually like probably one of the biggest things, you know, I've ever done, and that is travel around Australia to deliver a workshop that I designed myself. And when I think about that and all the nerves and all the limiting beliefs and all of the things I was telling myself and working myself up over, and the fact that I did that and had really beautiful people to work with, had beautiful feedback, it just goes to show that, you know, like you can do anything. And when you do step out of your comfort zone, you do really realize that we can withstand, we can achieve, we can do so many more things that our mind lets us believe. So doing something to step out of your comfort zone, I believe, is so important to our growth, to our personal development, to help us move through life in a way that is meaningful. Because when we do that, when we step out of our comfort zone, we realize that, yeah, we can do anything. The next one is, what is my intention for 2024? And I really like the word intention because it does bring us back to the moment. It does bring back meaning to everything that we do, all the choices that we make. So having an intention for 2024, I think, is a beautiful way to bring back purpose and meaning to each day. And of course, I'm a big growth and development, personal development type of person. So this question goes without saying, what do I want to learn or improve on in 2024? And I think, you know, it could be to do with your work. It could be to do with your health or your fitness goals or whatever it is. It could be a language. It could be anything. But I think when we have that goal of learning something to improve on something, it really does help bring back, again, a sense of purpose and meaning, but more importantly, that self-accomplishment, which is really important going through life and going through things, because I think we can tend to, especially when we get into our routines of work, of our career, we can lose sight of the other things that, you know, can bring us joy, that can help us move and grow and improve our own ability to achieve whatever it is that we set out to achieve. I think making sure that we have those things that we want to improve on does, again, bring us back to that sense of purpose, that sense of self-achievement, the sense of doing something for ourselves. And I think that's really important. Now, this last question I added in there because I think it's really important to think about. I think we can get stuck in the present moment sometimes in the way we're feeling right now. And that can cloud our judgment as to who we can show up every day, is how we can achieve the things we want to be achieving, you know, how we want to be feeling throughout our days, throughout our lives. And so the question is, my favorite version of myself is, and when you think about this question, I mean, for me, to give you an idea, like, I am my favorite person when I am carefree, when I laugh a lot, when I can make others laugh a lot. You know, I'm someone who looks after myself and who is brave and makes hard decisions and does hard things and tries things no matter what, you know, no matter what my brain is telling me, who does things for others, but who is conscious of, you know, my own health and well-being. And my favorite version of myself is someone who stands up for what I believe in and stands up for my goals and for myself and, you know, respects myself as much as I respect others. And I think when you're able to really, you know, sit down and determine all the things that makes you your favorite self, you are then able to identify what are the things that you need to be doing in your life so that you can show up as your favorite self, as your favorite version of yourself. So I think that's a really beautiful question to ponder and wonder and discover and really work with to determine who the favorite version of you is. And then lastly, what are some goals? So what are your goals for your health? What are your goals for your wealth? What are your goals for your career? And then, of course, there are others like, what are your goals for your relationships? So those are the questions for you to look back on your 2023. I hope you really dive deep into those. Like I said at the beginning, there is a PDF in the show notes for you to look through, to print out and to do all of the questions there on the worksheet. Or if you're someone who likes a notebook and likes to, you know, doodle in the notebook and answer everything there, then, you know, you can work off the worksheet and do everything in the notebook as well. I think it's such a beautiful way to acknowledge your year, the everything that you've achieved, everything that you've overcome, everything that you've worked through. And I think it's just a beautiful way to show you that you can achieve so much, and that 2024 can be just as beautiful, just as prosperous, just as enjoyable as 2023, or even more so. You know, we all go through our different experiences and circumstances, and sometimes, you know, they're harder than others. And so being able to step forward into 2024 with intention and purpose and as the best version of yourself can really set you up for a beautiful 2024. You know, there's always going to be setbacks. There's always going to be challenges and obstacles, but, you know, knowing that you've already been through really hard things in the past can really give you a sense of comfort when you do move into 2024, because you can move past, you can achieve and conquer all of the things that come your way. So I really hope these little questions helped you to reflect on an incredible 2023, and I hope they set you up for an even more incredible 2024. Because when you look at them, you know, 2024 or your goals for 2024, they should excite you, they should challenge you, and most importantly, I believe they should really resonate with who you are, your authentic self, and, you know, all the aspirations that you have for you. So this is the last episode for 2023. I am so looking forward to 2024. In March is set for season 5 of the podcast. There will be changes. I'm not sure if I'm keeping the name, the Bodies Built Better podcast, but we'll find out. I will speak to you then. Have the best holidays. Take care. And I look forward to seeing you in 2024.